The Thatcherite dream that corporate sponsorship could plug a hole in arts funding seems to have proved short-lived. The roll call of companies like Abbey National, BT, IBM and NatWest, who are either sharply reducing their art sponsorship or cutting it altogether, is growing. Research shows that corporate sponsorship has dropped by almost a third in the last year, and the current trouble on the stock market and associated problems for big business could see it cut by as much again this year. The signs are not encouraging, with the current prestigious Aztec exhibition at the Royal Academy, for example, still without a sponsor. As Stuart Robinson reports, as a result of all this, the arts world is having to change its relationship with companies.
A yet-to-be-released recording of Elgar's Symphony No. 1, played by the Manchester-based Halle Orchestra. As the chief executive John Summers explains, nowadays the Halle gets sponsorship from no fewer than 20 organisations. Sponsorship accounts for about a quarter of £1 million of their income and is vital to the funding of some of their projects.
Although I understand the recession is clearly asking people to look very hard at their budgets, some of our sponsors, particularly the larger ones, do want to reinforce an element of the new and an element of the exciting. I think we've got a good enough case to win their support.
But firms have become much more circumspect about who they give to and how much, according to Paul Leonard, the sponsorship manager at BT. Gone are the days of patronage when BT lavishly sponsored British orchestras. Now they're sponsoring Tate Modern Online, something much more up their street.
If the benefit is simply, you know, your name is above the stage or in the programme, whatever it may be, it's not enough for a company like ourselves now, because we need to have some depth to the relationship, which provides a showcase for what we're capable of delivering, which excites people and presents a different aspect of BT that people may not be aware of. The simple, you know, brand awareness of your company name doesn't do it for us any longer.
Just up the motorway from the Halle is the M6 Theatre Company based in Rochdale. They visit schools with productions focusing on social issues ranging from joyriding and asylum seekers to parenting. 7 years ago, this company was in big financial trouble. They were £36,000 in the red and their grant had been cut. But instead of financial sponsorship, the computer giant IBM lent them expertise in the form of the business skills of Malcolm Brown on a 6-month secondment. Now he's their chairman.
Money is always going to be an issue. In an organisation like M6, there will always be a pressure on funds. But what we can do is to help them use the resources that they've got, the skills of their people, and also what money they do raise to move them forward rather than just focusing on the next production.